Warbirds and Salem tonight. We're down in the dugout with Warbirds pitching coach Paul Moeller. Paul, really appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let me start with you personally. Where did your love for baseball first start?
Oh, man. As far back as I can remember, when I was a kid, you know, playing Little League back home. I grew up a Giants fan, so back in California, I had the luxury of watching Barry Bonds play, and, you know, how could you not love the home runs, right?
Yeah, but you're a pitcher now. So you don't want to give up the home runs.
Yeah, unfortunately, the hitting never really translated for me. I was always pretty good in the field, but could never quite put it together at the plate, so I became a pitcher pretty early on.
You pitched in college, and I'm curious, when did you decide you wanted to get into coaching, and particularly in professional baseball coaching?
It was pretty soon after my playing career. I had some experiences in college that, you know, I had Tommy John, mm-hmm. some things like that. Went through some things with like anxiety and depression, and I just wanted to see if I could help impact players so they don't have to go through the things that I went through. And so I got into coaching right after my playing career, locally with high school and travel ball and stuff like that, and did that for a few years, kind of got into the college game briefly, and then was fortunate enough to get a job with the Brewers.
How much do you feel like your experience in college on and off the field helps you as the pitching coach in the Brewers organization?
I think it helps a lot. Like, I had a lot of good mentors. Dallas Braden was a guy that was around a lot when I was in college, and I learned a ton from him. And then, you know, as I got into my coaching career, former professional player Matt Walbeck, Rusty Filter was a coach that I coached with in college, that I learned a ton from those guys early on.
You've been in the organization with the Brewers now since 2021. What makes this organization so special?
I think it's the people. I know that might sound a little cliche, but I think the people in the organization genuinely care about everybody. We care about the well-being of the players and what's best for them, and I think that makes the biggest difference.
As you look at your current pitching staff now, and obviously going to be some ups and downs and some flux as the season goes along, what stands out to you about the group that you have that breaking spring training with?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always a challenge at this level, especially with how young these guys are. We're typically one of the youngest teams in professional baseball, and so a lot of learning opportunities for these guys. I think one thing that our staff has been exceptional with is their resilience and their willingness to try new things and to learn from their failures and stuff. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing this year.
Let me ask you about a few guys individually. Tyler Renz is getting the ball tonight. He's been really good to start the season. It feels like his secondary stuff, maybe that changeup, has been a deadly pitch for him.
Yeah, he's another guy. He came up here toward the end of last season. Mm-hmm. I think it was a good experience for him to get used to what the affiliate life is like, and it's paid its dividends this year. His slider, his changeup, huge pitches for him this year.
Bonet, Hodges at the back end of the games this year, and Mercedes all throwing it really well too. What can you say about those guys?
I mean, just competitors through and through. Like, they come in every single day with the mindset of how can I get better, and they attack their work deliberately every single day, and it puts them in a position to have success when they get out on the field.
I am curious, because there's so many things about pitching that are across the board for everybody, but there's also certain things that are tailored, I'm sure, to each guy. How do you go about crafting a plan to fit each individual pitcher?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, there's a lot of similarities when you're on the bump. Like, we want to go attack hitters. We want to be the aggressors when we're out there. And I think another thing that the Brewers do really well is identifying what makes each individual player special, and that helps them find success in the field. And so that's part of their learning process too. As I said, these young guys, first full season in pro ball for a lot of them is just figuring out what makes them who they are, what makes them special, and then being able to take advantage of that out on the field.
Yeah, to that end, are there certain like organizational staples that like you're trying to hammer home with these guys at the Carolina League level before they advance to the Brewers organization?
Yeah, I think there's some foundational things, like, you know, getting ahead in the count is obviously super important. If we can get to two strikes before we get to three balls, like, we're going to put ourselves in a position to be successful. And so I think, you know, building that foundation here is just going to benefit them as they move up the levels.
I'll let you go with this thought. Obviously, new ballpark here, kind of a hitter's ballpark, but curious your impressions of the ballpark and Wilson as a whole.
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be part of the staff last year for the last season of the Mudcats, which was an honor, and then to be here for the first season in Wilson has been an honor. The facilities are second to none. The stadium's been fantastic, and the city of Wilson has been super supportive. It's been awesome to see these sellouts and, you know, all the kids here having fun. It's been a really cool environment this year.
Paul, appreciate the time. All the best this year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Paul Moeller joining us down at the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.